This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As debt ceiling negotiations continue in Washington, Colorado's Republican members of Congress are making it clear where they stand. Representative Ken Buck has long voted against all debt ceiling increases, arguing the nation needs to make major cuts in federal spending before borrowing any more. Representatives Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert both say that border security must be part of any debt ceiling deal. Boebert also wants to see energy permitting reform in any final package. A Colorado Democrat is focusing on the energy permitting process, and it could be part of the deal negotiators are trying to put together to raise the debt ceiling. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
An energy transmission proposal from Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, called the Big Wires Act, could be part of that deal, according to a source familiar with discussions. The bill encourages the construction of new transmission lines and requires regions be able to transfer at least 30% of their peak demand between one another. It doesn't call for any changes to environmental regulations. House Republicans made permitting reform part of their debt ceiling package, which included proposals from Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. But as of now, it's unclear how many of those ideas will survive in a compromised debt ceiling deal. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The First Bank Center in Broomfield will shut its doors for the last time later this year. The Broomfield Urban Renewal Authority unanimously voted to close the arena in November after a 16-year run. Operation costs and lack of profit were reasons. $34 million is still owed on the building. It's expected to be torn down and the land sold. Expect thunderstorms this afternoon across the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.